Welcome to the debauchery. On this crossover episode, I visit the podcast Fright Flick FMK and join host Jay to discuss the horror classic, The Killer Sofa, and find out if Jay and I want to fuck it, marry it, or kill it.
We have such sights to show you.
Here's Johnny!
All you have left is my desire for you.
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
What's up, all you horror movie loving fuckers? Welcome back to another episode of Fright Flick FMK. As always, I'm your host, Jay. And today, I am joined by my good friend, Dave fucking Jari from
yes,
Criminal
sir.
AF. What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Oh, man.
I thought you say your good friend, Gentleman and Jack.
No, you know, I changed it up today.
Did you?
I did that because the last time I did it with John, my brother, I was saying, and I'm here with my co-host, and he started smiling, thinking it was going, I was going to bring him in. That was the bringing him in moment. And then I pulled the gentleman Jack up to the thing, and even after it was over, he was like, oh, man, I thought you were, I'm sitting here smiling like an idiot. And I told him, I was like, man, I had a plan lined up to bring you in, but you interrupted it. Yeah. Because soon as I said my call, he did start smiling. And then when I said it, he was like, oh man, I feel like an idiot sitting here smiling. So this time I said I was gonna change it, and I wasn't gonna lead with the Jack. You're just gonna jump right into the who I'm here with today. But the gentleman Jack is here, people. It's always here, as always. Yep. You know, if you catch me here without the gentleman Jack, you know. Call
something's
somebody.
Wrong.
Something's wrong. There's a gun in my head. Somebody's making me do this sober. I don't like doing it sober. I've tried. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Podcasting usually flows a lot smoother when you have some sort of substance inside of you.
It does for me. And there's been times where I've kind of went overboard, and I get up the next day to do the editing of the show. Yep. And it's like I'm hearing it for the very first time, because I remember not a whole lot of shit I'm saying. I'm just like, what the fuck? I remember talking about that. And I was like, then my wife would be like, oh, yeah, I remember, because she'd be sitting there listening while I was recording it. Yeah. And I was like, man, I had one too many gentlemen's in me.
there was one probably like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 episodes ago. Bro, you were like, right off the bat, you could tell you were fucking smashed.
Oh, yeah. That may have been the birthday one. My birthday one, man.
Yeah. It was the birthday one. It was.
I was out there for that one. That one that show started early as far as my prepping went.
Yeah.
The pregame for that started early. When I hit record, it's like I knew better.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't do this today.
I do gotta hand it to you, because like if that were me, I probably would have scrapped the episode and just probably like redone it at a later date. You rode with it, bro.
That's why I said I don't really edit at all. There's a reason why, like the last one of the episodes before, I put it up there and something happened with the video.
Yeah.
And the video froze up, but I didn't realize it, because that was like in the middle, and I don't fuck with the middle. I fuck with the beginning and the end. I go in there and I chop off some of the shit in the beginning. I chop off some shit in the end. I put the music in and I send it up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm simple. And so that time it kind of backfired on me. And like I said, I've done that with some of my recordings. I've listened to them, and I go back, listen to them, and I'm hearing it and I'm going, I don't remember talking about this on the show when I did it, but I'm here to have a good time. So
it's kind of like that that episode where me and Garrett, we sat in with John and Joe, and you know, we were like, oh, we had this big plan to do this whole collaboration thing. You know, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. We're going to shoot the shit, everything. And I got fucking trashed, hammered. I fried my fucking audio interface. My fucking computer fucking fell off the fucking. I don't even know what the fuck happened, dude. I drank so much fucking wine. I don't even think we're at 20 minutes into the fucking episode, and I black out. I don't even know what the fuck I said. I don't know anything that fucking happened. I wake up the next day, my computer is on the fucking floor. Everything's fucking like, thank God. I mean, if he has that, if your brother has that fucking like,
oh, they have it.
Top.
Ah!
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
No. Oh my God. I hope that thing never comes to the fucking light of day. How embarrassing.
It could be a Patreon only type thing. You know? Oh, man. Hey, I appreciate you jumping on here again, man.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, this is fun. I like doing it.
Yep. And every time me and Dave get on here, we always try to pick something it's out there, man. A little different. Yeah. The first one we did was the special, you know, Dick in a Box.
Dick in a Box.
Yeah. Then we did the Attack of the Killer Donuts.
Yeah.
And so right after
that was a good one. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that one. And right after we done it, I'd hit you up and I sent you a picture of this one.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we got to do it. Then the other day, you were like, hey, I'm about to watch it. And so I was like, hey, man, I'll watch it. You just let me know when you want to do a show on it. So for this episode, we are going to be covering Killer Sofa.
Killer Sofa.
Killer fucking Sofa.
Not to be confused with Casting Couch.
Not the Casting Couch.
Killer Sofa.
Killer Sofa. Somebody I work with has a casting couch in their office.
A white couch?
No, this is a black one. A black
couch.
Like leather, that fake leather.
Yeah.
And it's so super comfortable, man. Like you sit on it, you just kind of sink down into it. And we all call it the casting couch.
Yeah. Oh, wait, the white couch is the petite blonde girl.
Yeah.
Who has... Never mind.
Hey man, we don't edit shit on this show. We are rated mature, audience only. You ever seen the picture of that little? It's like the meme or whatever, and it says, "Oh, my baby sent me a picture of her at her job interview, and she's sitting on that black couch." That's the exact same looking couch. That's
that's awesome.
It is the casting couch. It's too damn short to, you can't lay down on it and get comfortable. It's meant for, you know, it's a fucking couch. That's right. What it's for, you know?
Yeah. Purely. Yeah.
It's just
really has one purpose.
Yeah. You know, Pornhub's finest, you know? So back to the movie Killer Sofa, 2019. It is a New Zealand comedy horror film written and directed and produced by Bernie Rao. R-A-O. Rao. Rao.
Rao.
Rao. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but first when the movie was playing, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off. But
no, go ahead.
When the movie was first playing, you know, it's like, all right. At first, I thought it was like an American movie. And then you hear like a little bit of an accent. And I'm like, is that British? And then they, you know, they talk a little bit more. And then as soon as one of them, I'm going to butcher the way they do this, but they were like, nur, nur, when they say no.
Oh, yeah.
When they're like, nur, nur, or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's fucking, it's got to be either Australian or New Zealand. That's one of the two.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry for all the Australians and New Zealanders out there.
Hey, I know. We butcher it.
Yeah.
I butcher every time I try to do a name, I fuck it up. Because with this accent, man, no matter how I try to say it, you know, it doesn't come out right.
It just comes out. Yeah.
Like I'll say it halfway decent. And then Phantom will jump into Discord and she'll say it.
Yeah.
And she puts that the real sound to it. And I'm like, holy shit, I wouldn't even in the ballpark on this thing. the description on the killer couch. I just pulled this straight from IMDb. It's not a lot of thought went into this bad boy. It says a killer reclining chair becomes enchanted by a girl and starts committing crimes of passion.
Oh,
it's a love story, baby.
It's a love story. Beautiful. It's a beautiful love story.
Oh, it's a love story. So you want to rate it now or you want to wait till the end?
Let's wait till the end.
Okay. Let's wait till the end. Okay. So we're going to jump into how this thing kind of flows. And then when we get toward the end of it, we'll talk about what we like, what we didn't like. And then we'll give the rating on it. And if you're new to the show, the rating is here is the FMK. We fuck it, married or kill it. marrying it being the love of your life. You're going to wake up with it every day, grow old with it. You can watch it any day of the week. The fuck is the Friends with Benefits. That's the one you call up on a lonely Friday night. You ain't got shit to do, but you know you need something. And so you just pop that bad boy in, and you could just be doing whatever. But that movie's playing in the background. Then you got The Kill. The Kill is the sea donkey. That's the one you took home that night. You wasn't proud of it. You did what you did, and then you just want to get away and never see it again. So that's how we rate them. So when we get to the end of this, we'll give you our rating. But for now, we're just going to jump right in. There's going to be spoilers, people. We're going to spoil the shit out of it. If you don't want us to spoil it, pause it. Go to Tubi. You can watch it for free. Go to Tubi. Check out
Spoiler.
There you go. Dave with the fancy fucking buttons, baby.
Get a little echo on there.
Hell yeah. I got to get one of them. Oh, and I'll try to do my tipsy ass will try to do a whole show talking like that.
With the echo.
I'd be pushing that button nonstop. See, I would do a whole show like a fucking demon.
And I would watch it too.
Hey, yeah. There would be a handful, few, you know, out of the 15 or 20 that listen to it now, you know, three or four of them. Yeah, three or four of them, 15 or 20, might enjoy it. You know, they'd still tune in. They'd make it to the end with me, damn it. The rider dies. Oh, man. Yeah. So you want to jump in on how this one begun? I got it kind of pulled up, remember, in the beginning. Cause I know.
Yeah, so in the beginning, it basically shows, like, this guy, he's like laying in on this, like, what, like a gurney kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And you have this other guy who's got like a fucking sawzall.
Yep.
And he's going over and he's just fucking like just starts cutting into this fucking guy's foot. Right. That's where it started. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So it was like, crazy. I thought that dude, it almost looked like a little seance type shit. Is what I thought at first. He had some candles lit.
Yeah. There was candles lit. There was a picture of the main lady. What was her name? Francesca. She was in there. Like, yeah, it was just like this whole fucking weird. And like right then and there, like kind of like fucking draws you in. It's like, all right, mm-hmm. there's some fucking freaky shit going on here. And the dude takes a sawzall and he starts cutting off the dude's feet and whatnot. And then pans away. Like, we don't know what happened.
Yep.
Next thing you know, they're in a storage area, right?
Yeah, there's this like three or four people. They show up at this like storage container, and they open it up and they just make like, oh, it's here. And I think they were there picking it up for.
Yeah, like a delivery. Yeah, delivery people.
They're going to deliver it to her. They were going to deliver it to her. So they. But the odd thing when they finally showed this fucking chair was. This motherfucker, it's like a recliner, you know, and it's funny though, because the couch I have in my house is like identical to it.
Really? It's
like that kind of brown look to it. But the couch has got these fucking eyes on it. It's like it's supposed to be buttons on the couch, but they're fucking, you can tell it's fucking eyes.
And the crease in the couch. Actually, like it's shaped like an actual mouth.
Yeah.
So you're looking at this sofa, this recliner, and like you said, it's got eyeballs and it's got a fucking mouth, and you're just like, who the fuck would want this fucking chair? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then they were pulling, and when they pulled it out, they finally got it out, and the one girl got her hand hung in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Started bleeding.
Yeah, got a little blood, you know, and. So they finally get the damn chair out. Well, then it jumps to it spends a couple minutes with some dude in like a bar watching Francesca dancing.
Yeah.
But then the police show up to question her, because apparently the dude who got his foot hacked off, Frederico was his name.
Frederico, yep.
Yep. And they were there questioning her about Frederico being dead. And it was funny because she just kind of blows the cops off and's like, I really got to go. I'm having furniture being delivered. Like,
Sorry to hear that he's dead or yeah, missing. Or
whatever, he's dead. My bad. But, you know, hey,
I got a fucking chair being delivered.
I got a fucking sofa coming, man. I got to go.
Now, that whole scene, I don't know. Like, it makes sense as the movie progresses. But, like, when I was first watched it, you know, obviously, you know, you're supposed to be watching Francesca. She's dancing, whatever. And, but if you actually look at the people on the stage who are playing the music, mm-hmm. there's that one dude. He pops up later in the movie, but there's one dude. He's just like just focused, like just staring, like at Francesca.
Oh, right? Ralph.
Ralph. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit! I didn't even notice him.
He's got the fucking. He's playing the keyboard or whatever, but he's just like standing there, fucking staring. It's like weird.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I'm like. When I was watching, I was like, that dude's going to come up at some point in this movie because he's just fucking, he's got this weird fucking look on his face.
Stalker vibe.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's funny though, because when they get the couch out, it goes back to the store, Jerry. They get the couch out. Old man Jack shows up and he puts his hands on the couch, on the chair.
Yeah.
And then he has a moment. Like, I guess he has the shine. I guess he's got that, you know.
At first, I thought he was fucking nutting. I thought he was nutting in his pants.
Going to nut on the couch?
Like, he's touching the couch. And he's just like.
Oh, yeah. Because later on, you'll see that couch can do things.
Oh, that couch is freaky.
Oh, that couch has got it. That couch has a freaky bone in it, boy. So it would have made sense if this motherfucker had a nutted while touching this couch. Oh, and Jack passes out. Like, it was just so good. He just falls over and eventually wakes up, you know. Then we get Maxie, who is the best friend to Francesca.
Yes.
Dropping Rolf. And basically asking her about the chair. Does she need help? She's like, nope, TJ is going to help. And I thought TJ was the boyfriend, but apparently TJ was gay, is what Maxie kept saying.
But Francesca thought otherwise.
Yeah, I don't think Francesca bought it or really didn't.
But yeah, TJ didn't want anything to do with her sexually.
No, he is.
At all.
No, not his cup of tea.
No. Even she was like, oh, let's take a shower together. He's like, no, I'm good.
At that moment, I knew TJ had not, I knew something was up.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, TJ?
Yeah.
And so it's funny, though, because at that part when she was like, I'll just have TJ help me carry it. And then it shows TJ having to carry this fucking recliner.
The fucking whole thing. Yeah.
By himself.
Rolling it. Flipping it up the stairs, flipping it up the stairs.
And she's just kind of walking around like, just using old TJ to do all the fucking legwork for her. I remember looking at it going, at first I thought the eyes on the sofa, I thought that was just something that was just appearing every now and then. Because I'm sitting there going to like, is nobody seeing these eyes? And apparently it was supposed to be just like fucking buttons.
Yeah.
Which I never see a recliner with buttons like that.
Not like that. No.
No.
Those are pretty prominent buttons if they were strategically placed.
Yep. And then we get, it shows Jack again. Old man Jack's talking to his little voodoo lady.
Yeah.
Yep. He's telling her that he think he got the gift. I don't know what the gift is.
I don't know.
Fucker got some visions, I guess. Now we jump to my daggum girl in the shower part.
Ah, yes.
Yep. See?
Francesca in the shower. Francesca. And this is like, if you listen to like any episodes with Jay and I before, one thing that we really, really, really appreciate, regardless of the quality of the movie, we both appreciate boobies in movies.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. If no matter the movie, but if you're going to give me especially a B movie.
Yeah. It could be a dumpster fire.
Yeah. It can be just a shit storm. And if you throw me and Dave a nice set of boobies up there, mm-hmm. hey, you just earned yourself an extra star.
That's right. yeah. If you were a half star movie, you're now 1.5.
Yeah, I just got you to 1.5 just for a set of titties. So, and then, but, you know, sorry to get y'all's hopes up because I got my hopes up in this moment here. I was like, oh, yeah, here we go. I got the B movie going. I got Francesca in the shower, nice and steamy. She's about to get out of the shower. And nope.
Spoiler alert. There are no titties whatsoever in this movie.
No boobies in the movies. So if you're looking to check this B movie out, and if you're thinking like I think, like, man, this is going to probably see some nice boobies in here. You're not.
Sure they were nice. We just didn't see them.
Yeah. And there's another part of it. I thought maybe we were going to get a little shot, but we'll get to that.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yep. I thought the same thing. All right. Yep.
I did too. And so there's a part though where Maxie comes over to see Francesca. And they basically making sure she's okay and stuff like that. And Maxie says she's going to leave. And then when she's leaving, Maxie gets out of the car and you see her look at the window. And the fucking recliner is like looking at her.
Staring out the fucking window at her. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah.
It's like the recliner is standing up looking out the window. Like, bitch, where you going?
Now, rewind just a little bit.
Okay.
So Francesca gets out of the shower. Maxie shows up, scares her, you know. And so they, you know, Francesca gets out of the shower. She gets dressed and they're watching a movie. And apparently they don't have TVs in New Zealand.
Oh, yes, right.
You know, because they're watching a movie together on her laptop, which is conveniently propped on the killer sofa. And Francesca is sitting like with nothing but a bathrobe on, with her one leg down or one leg up on a killer sofa. So the killer sofa can actually get a fucking upskirt of Francesca.
Damn, I didn't even notice that.
Watching the movie on the fucking laptop. However, we don't get to see that. So
lucky sofa.
Fucking kid. The fucking sofa is fucking lucky.
Fucking sofa got all the luck in this movie.
I almost spit out my Oh man.
And then we get to later on after Maxie leaves, the sofa stares her down and whatever.
Yeah.
And then Francesca comes out. The evening is now time to wind down. She's got herself some nice tea, lights turned down, climbs up in that big old comfy sofa. And I thought it was kind of odd when she showed up with the fucking tea kettle and the teacup.
Right.
Like most times your hot ass tea kettle, you know, stays on the stove, whatever. But she sits down with both of them, fills her little tea up and kicks back in the recliner.
Well, and before she kicks back in the recliner, she fondles the recliner button.
The recliner button.
And sticks her fingers seductively into the recliner button area.
And reclines it. If y'all on this YouTube watching this right now, y'all know this motion. Oh, yep. And then she like rubs her hands down the arms of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like starts rubbing on this sofa.
Caressing.
Recliner. And then when she, like I said, slips her fingers in there, pops that bad boy out, leans back.
Oh, it's over.
Then next thing you know, man, we got Red Light District up in there. The red lights are on.
Yep.
Kind of hazy in there a little bit. Little music playing. She is like. And at that moment, I'm just like, oh, you about to, she gonna touch herself.
Oh, yeah.
She's about to do some stuff on this here new recliner. And it's a whole lot of moaning.
Oh, yeah.
Whole lot of, you know.
I thought this was the moment that the B movie was going to turn into the X movie.
Yes. It had a good little, could have been a good little sex scene. It wasn't bad.
Nah.
It had you like, you know, you knew what was going on.
Right.
Like she's all squirming and rubbing her hands up and down. And, you know, and I remember writing down on my notes because I take notes sometimes. And on this one, the last sentence of that thing ended, I just wrote, she gonna come. Oh, and I think she did.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident she did.
I am pretty damn sure, Francesca. Because as soon as it was over, man, she just kind of just like, and wakes up in bed.
So I'm that must have been a good fucking orgasm.
Hey,
if she don't remember fucking moving up from the couch,
no, she must that recliner delivered.
Oh yeah,
like it got her there plus some.
Which makes you wonder her, question her choice in men. If a fucking recliner can get her off so easily, you know.
Man.
I mean, she hasn't had the right guy in her life.
I don't think she has.
Or girl, whatever.
It could be guy, girl, you know. I ain't mad at her either way.
Right. Orangutan, I mean.
Yeah. Thought maybe her and Maxie had a chance, you know. That didn't work out.
All right, real quick. Maxie or Francesca?
Francesca.
I would say Francesca as well, but she's very teethy. She's got like really, she's got big teeth.
Yeah.
So and Maxie is more teeth.
Yeah.
So you're pro Francesca. I'm gonna go with Maxie.
Yeah. Maxie like she'd be a little more freak.
Yeah. She got a little grunge to her.
Yeah, she does. She got like a dirty side to her. She might not shave her armpits, I bet.
No. On second thought, maybe not.
There might be some armpit hair when she takes her shirt off. You'd have to be prepared.
Oh. So, she wakes up in the fucking bed, like, not knowing, you know, basically how she fucking got there from after orgasming all over the fucking sofa. And then she wakes up, right? And then she goes out and what is there, like almost like rose petals on the floor and there's cookies made.
Like sitting on the recliner, like a little cup of tea.
Each arm of the recliner, there's cookies and fucking tea and
there's whatnot. Candles on the floor, actually lit candles on the floor. Yep. And this, and then she just thinks it's TJ because TJ comes showing up.
Oh, yeah.
And she thinks TJ is like, oh, thank you. You got up in time to cook breakfast. And TJ just kind of like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, sure did. He's like, when did you have time to bake cookies? Oh, I was here the whole time. What are you talking about?
You know, and it's funny because he went over there by the chair and grabs one of them cookies and eats it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wrong move, TJ. Oh,
chair don't like that. Chair jealous type, baby.
Yeah.
Apparently something slapped his hand away when he went to grab another cookie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But kudos to TJ for taking full fucking credit on the breakfast. Oh, yeah. He wasn't going to let that one. He took all the credit. Shit. And then we get... Will show us the Detective Gravy is his name.
Ah, yes, Gravy. And his partner, Grape. Gravy and Grape.
Gravy and Grape. Detective Gravy is looking at crime scene photos from Frederico's joint.
The foot chopping episode. Yes.
And they come across some little voodoo dolls that has Francesca's face on them. And so they go to question her, and she basically tells them that she has this gift, I guess, where guys just get obsessed with her.
And women.
Yeah. They just get obsessed with her. Like, she don't understand it.
They don't get it.
They get obsessed, and she gets stalker level 10s, man, just trying to get with her.
Yeah.
And
Detective Gravy actually asked her, you know, have you ever like had sexual relations with some of these stalkers. And she's like, oh, yeah, some.
And then he asked her, you know, has any of them ever been get violent? And she was like, yes, yeah, sometimes we'd get violent in the bedroom, like sexual tension violence.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, you're a choker. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who's your daddy?
She likes that bondage.
Yeah, Francesca like to be, you know, slapped around, little chokage, little 50 shades of gray up in there. Let me show you to my red room, Francesca.
50 shades of gravy.
That's why it turned red when her and the couch was getting it on.
Oh, yeah?
It was the couch's red room that night. He took her to Happy Town up in
there. Took her to Pound Town.
Wait, Pound just... Town. But then she makes the comment to the police officer, though, when she's telling him this. And she's like, but TJ seems to be immune to me.
You think? Like, I wonder why.
The lights just ain't going off for you, is it, Francesca? Like, he's just got a special power.
Yeah.
And then while she's at the police station talking to this dude, we get TJ back at the apartment. And TJ trying to make me a little frozen pizza.
Yep.
What happens to TJ?
He didn't get his frozen pizza.
No. Well,
no, he didn't. Because the killer sofa, still mad at TJ for taking all the fucking credit.
And took his cookie.
And took his fucking cookie. Basically, walked, right?
Yeah, he would turn around and it would be had slid. He'd hear a noise and it's, the fucking thing was getting closer. And the light didn't go off for TJ.
Right, he's just like, whatever.
Oh, okay. The chair's getting closer. Let me keep, I'm worried about this pizza right now.
The cookie wasn't enough. He needed fucking pizza.
Then the couch has got a blade, baby. Couch has a blade. Oh. Sofa.
Oh, wait, that's right. Like one of the pieces of the couch turned into a fucking knife, right? Like a little fucking. At first, I thought it was a fucking dick, but then it was like, ting.
Hey, my mind went there. My mind went there at first. When he was bent over that oven, putting his pizza in there.
And that thing went,
oh, yeah. I was like, this dude is about to get stabbed right in the fucking ass. Said, that's what's about to happen. But it stabs him in the legs. Like
poor TJ.
Two times. Gets him twice.
Yep.
And then he manages to get away. Calls up fucking... he don't call the cops or nothing. He just straight up calls Francesca.
Yep.
And basically tells her some shit went down at the apartment. And...
your fucking chair stabbed me.
Yeah, so they all... They go back. Of course, you know, Detective Gravy and Grape come with her.
Oh, yeah.
But the house is all, the apartment's all smoky, called a piece is burning.
Yep.
You know, TJ laying up in the damn bathtub. Like, I don't know why the fuck you still in the damn apartment, dude.
I don't know. Yeah. Get the fuck out of there. What are you doing?
Sofa just tried to kill you.
The first time I saw the fucking couch move, I would have been like, see ya.
I'd have been like, oh, wait, I really don't want this pizza. I'll cook it at my mama's house.
Yeah, fuck the pizza.
And then we get old man Jack, the one who says he's got the gift, the shine.
He's got visions.
And he thinks he's on the phone saying that he has found a debuck, D-Y-B-B-U-K.
Yes.
A debuck.
Dybbuk.
Yeah, let's go with Dybbuk. And basically telling his dad that he thinks he's found one, that he's got the gift and all this. And his dad's basically telling him to leave it alone, you know, stay out of it type shit. And.
Is a Dybbuk a real thing? Hold on a minute.
I don't know. They were. I don't know. I didn't look it up. Is it?
Look at, well, that sorry for it. The interruption here.
No, no, that's all good.
In Jewish mythology, a Dybbuk is a malicious possessing spirit believed to be the dislocated soul of a dead person. Huh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because he, okay. Yeah. Yep. We'll learn later in the story the whole theory behind this divot. Yep. But all right, go ahead. Sorry.
That'd be good because I didn't know what the hell it was either. But so they get back. TJ has basically then told Francesca that fucking he thinks that that soap was possessed. And he goes back home to stay with his mama. And it's so funny because I have flashbacks of the movie where Will Ferrell's on the couch, like, Mom, Meatloaf. He's in his bed and he's like taking his go to take his medicine and he ran out of water. And then he's like yelling for Mom to come refill his water. Mama's downstairs with the headphones on doing some yoga.
Yeah.
And so he has to get up to go.
I think it was sexy yoga too, because she looked a little happy to be watching that. Again, watching it on a fucking laptop. Like, yes. If anybody is from New Zealand, you know, listen to the show right now, like, reach out to Jay and tell him, you have fucking TVs in New Zealand? Because this movie didn't have any.
Yeah, or do y'all just straight up laptop everything, man?
Right.
Because everything's on laptop in this thing. And so when he gets up, he hears a little something. He hears something at the window. Something's at the window. He goes over to the window, and what you see at the window is a spring.
Yes.
It is a spring, like the sofa has released this spring to go up there and mess on his window.
It's a spring arm.
Yeah, it just springs all the way out to the window. He gets over to the window, opens it up, looks out the window, the fucking couch, the sofa. The
fucking recliner, just standing there.
Like, what's up, outside bitch? Outside his window.
That's right.
And apparently, his mom is just down the street from where Francesca lives. So, it wasn't. It's realistic that the recliner could have walked.
It's plausible.
It's not that far, a couple blocks.
Yeah.
So, it was realistic. But, and so he goes to close the window to get out. He falls over.
Oh yeah.
Then the fucking spring comes up there, and does away with TJ.
Goes to town.
Goes to town on TJ.
I'm sure everybody's been poked by a sharp end of a spring before.
Yep.
And it fucking sucks. And TJ caught the fucking business end of it.
Yep. And so then we go, it's once again, it's got old man Jack figuring out, learning more about this Dybbuk thing. And basically says that it needs to feed off the souls of his victims. And this is where, then it gets into where he's with his voodoo lady. And she's helping him remember these visions he had. And it goes back to like the old days, like 1800 type shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes back a while.
Oh, yeah. And he sees these two girls. I forget how it went down, but she ends up taking the knife from this girl.
Yeah.
And basically, and kills herself. And you hear somebody in the background yell when that happens. Valerie.
Yeah.
Is that what the name? Yeah. You hear somebody yell Valerie in the background. And basically Jack says that she had poisoned someone, that she had poisoned some people in the town, and now they're out to kill her or some shit. I don't know. Yeah. But she kills herself. Basically that, He tells Voodoo Lady that whoever has this recliner is in great danger.
Yeah.
He knows something's in that recliner, damn it.
Something is going on. If that thing can walk a couple blocks down to kill TJ with a spring.
And nobody even notices it.
No.
The couch is undetectable, man. And now we're back in Francesca's spot. And we see the recliner. And then the camera scrolls, and we got a line of panties going up into like the bathroom.
Yep.
Francesca gets up. She's kind of following this line of panties on the floor. Then in the bathroom, we get like a little silhouette, the shape. Now, did you see what I seen?
Tell me what you saw.
I saw the silhouette jacking off with those panties.
Yeah. It wasn't very long.
It wasn't long, but there was the movement.
Yeah.
It didn't look like this thing was jacking off into those panties.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it kind of goes away. Then the house goes dark. And she goes into the bathroom. There's candles lit in the bathroom. And looks out the window. Don't see nothing. Closes the window. But then she wakes up again like it was all a dream.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and she steps, she wakes up the next morning. She hears some shit like creaking. I thought somebody was walking up in there.
Yeah. Yep.
And then like the electricity starts kind of buzzing and all the lights go out. She gets up, grabs her flashlight. She finally sees the recliner move. Like the recliner moved, she's seen it, freaked out, ran outside, called like a Maxie.
Like a normal person.
She didn't do like TJ did and just kind of keep on about his business until he got fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, so she runs outside, calls Maxie. Maxie shows up, and Maxie, being the badass that Maxie is, you know, she said, "Hey, we got to go take a look." And
knowing full well that the last time Maxie was there, she looked up in the window as she was leaving and seeing a fucking recliner staring at her out the fucking window.
Yeah.
And Maxie's got fucking brass balls. I'll tell you that right now.
He does. And so they go up in there. Now the chair's not moving. And basically they said they're going to leave. She don't want to stay there. She wants to go with Maxie. And as they're going to the car, the fucking recliner is now on the balcony. It's looking at him.
Yeah. Like, where the fuck are you going? Yeah,
where the fuck are you taking my Francesca at, damn it? So they get ready to leave. And then we jump back to TJ's house. Mm. Mama's cleaning the house. TJ's living a good life.
Yeah.
He's got mama doing everything. Mama's vacuuming the floor. She knocks on his door. And it's one of them old school vacuums. It's got the tank stays over here.
Yeah,
and the long hose.
The wand.
To the end. Yeah. And so she opens up his door and just kind of pushes that little vacuum up in there. And she's like, "I'm going to vacuum your room." But then she has to go. Of course, she's going to go and plug it to bring the plug closer. And then what we got going on in the vacuum?
You got hair. You have an eyeball.
Oh yeah, the eyeball.
Yeah. So that sprang to the number on fucking good old TJ there.
Oh yeah, just tore him up like the vacuum was sucking up
shit. All that, waste.
So
bodily fluids.
Yep. Next day, Francesca is back at her apartment. I don't know, like her and Maxie left, and then now she's just back at her apartment.
Yep.
She gets a text from Inspector Gravy to come back to the damn station. Then she walks out of her apartment to go to the police station. And she bumps into our boy, Ralph.
Ralphie. Who we can put two and two together to know as the Phantom Masturbator.
Yes.
All right.
The Phantom Masturbator. Yes. And it was so funny because fucking Ralphie was just straight up with her. He's like, have you thought about what I asked you? Yeah. Like, apparently he's tried to propose to her and everything else. And, this dude wants to get married.
He's and, like, wants to marry her now.
Yeah. And then he told her, he was like, you know, I got strong bones. Strong bones make strong babies. Ralphie spitting all the game, baby.
Oh, yeah.
She basically blows him off, says she got to go. But then Ralphie don't go home.
Nope.
Ralph got to go up there into a room, into an apartment. Now, we were at the police station. They told them that TJ is dead.
Yeah.
So then they sit her down with a list of names that they come across. and she wanted Francesca to pick a name out that would possibly be willing to kill or do something. She circles the name Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
And then we find out that Ralph is Maxie's cousin. All in the family.
Yep. Ralph. And this is like, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier, that in the beginning of the movie where the band's playing and Francesca's dancing and Ralph is in the band, he's like the keyboard player, and he's just like so, he's like fucking doesn't take her eyes off of her. You know what I mean? He's just like staring.
He was eye fucking the shit out of her, boy.
So it makes sense now that Ralph is the fucking psycho.
And so then, while they're at the police station, Ralph just making himself at home.
Please say fucking, it.
Yeah.
Please say it.
In Francesca's place. This motherfucker is setting up cameras in the smoke detectors.
Like you missed it. You missed the one part. When it goes from the police station back to Francesca's, fucking Ralph comes out of the bathroom with a match, and he fucking leaves the match because he just took a shit. He's stalking her fucking apartment. He drops a fucking deuce.
Dropped a deuce up in there. That is right. Yeah. Motherfucker was just like, just right at home, man. And you know, you got to feel at home to take a dump in somebody else's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
you
got to be close.
Especially when you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I'm the type that I only like shitting in my own house.
Yeah.
You know, like if I were to come visit somebody's house, I wouldn't feel comfortable with doing my business in there.
I leave. I just leave.
Yeah. I would have to go home.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll be there for like a half hour and then, all right, I got to go. What do you mean you got to go? You just got here. Yeah. I'll come back later.
I'll be back later. Yep.
That's good.
I will leave work and come home.
Really?
Yeah. I won't do my business at work. Oh, shit. I will be like, luckily I got it to where I can kind of go away and disappear and then come back. I don't really get noticed.
Yeah,
I've been at work before and be like, oh, this can't wait. I will get in my car, drive 15 minutes back to the house. And then drive my ass back to work.
That's awesome.
So while fucking Ralph's in there putting the cameras, you see the chair has turned and he's looking at Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Like the chair's looking at him, and the chair's got this look. I know sofas aren't supposed to make a face, but this thing had a face on it. Like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. This ain't right. Like,
this motherfucker.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. And he goes into the bedroom, and he hears a little noise. He don't think nothing of it. A little metal sound. He don't think nothing of it. He goes up into her closet. He pulls out a bra and a hat. He lays the bra down on the bed. People, like, lays the bra out, takes the hat, lays it below the bra, but shapes it into where it looks like a vagina, a pussy. And Ralphie climbs under the blankets with that bra and that hat, and I think he started off like he was going down on it because he was making some licking noise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like he was going down on it.
Yep.
And then he goes to start fucking it.
Oh, yeah. Like he's fucking, he's pounding away on it.
Yeah. Like, Ralphie's fucking the shit out of this hat vagina that he's got. And he's making all this fucking noise. And the sofa. The killer sofa is peeking through. Like he sees this shit.
Oh yeah, you see it peek around the corner.
Yeah,
around the doorway.
Yeah. Then he knocks an iron onto the floor, like the sofa does, the couch does, whatever, the chair. And Ralph is so into his fucking his hat sex that he didn't even hear this thing hit the floor. He's fucking this thing.
Oh yeah.
And you could tell when he comes, he like yells like, Francesca.
Francesca.
Like, just nutted all in her fucking hat. And then while he's in the blanket, the fucking iron gets picked up and the old chair dude just
beat the fuck out of him. Yep.
Takes him out.
At least he waited till, you know, fucking came to.
He did let it finish, you know. Yeah. Oh, the nice sofa dude wasn't a true hater. He was going to be like, you know what? I want to kill him, but I want to at least let him finish, you know. I want at least let him finish that old hat off, man. He went through the effort of setting it up.
Went through all that trouble.
Just the sounds he was making while he was fucking the hat, though. I was rolling listening to him.
That was like some fuck. It was like almost angry, you know.
And it's, I can imagine. The sad thing is that's his sex sound. Like that's just that's the way he sounds like during sex. He's like that one that like halfway through sex he starts making them noises and the girl just kind of looking up at him like fuck.
Yeah, can you just, like not? Can you not do that?
Yeah, did you just growl? What are you doing? That's Ralphie's like, that's my move. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's my go-to. What the fuck?
Yeah. So Maxie takes Francesca to a hotel because now they know Ralphie's the guy.
Yeah.
And so Maxie takes to a hotel. The old man Jack is trying to call Maxie to come home. And, you know, he's got to talk to her. Well, then Maxie tells Francesca, I will get your stuff and I'll just come back later, whatever, whatever. Then Francesca, which was odd, because she says, ask Maxie to pass by her house to see if the recliner's okay. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But then I got to thinking, that recliner laid it down on her pretty good that one night.
He did. He did.
Yeah. Once you go recliner, you don't go back, baby. Oh, but then he was just, it was just kind of odd. And then we jumped to Gravy up in the police station.
Yeah.
Grape comes in there, basically, you know, tells him he needs to go home. Oh.
She wants some of that fucking gravy.
Especially
she wants that gravy.
Yeah, especially when he told her his wife left him, you know, and then she's like, you should come back to my house and, you know, we'll have some wine. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm just like you. I said, Grape needs that gravy, boy. Oh, she wants the gravy. Hmm. And he's just like, no. I'm like, dude, you missed that sign by a mile.
Right. Yeah.
Like, Grape. Like,
no, it's too much work to do here.
Yeah. Grape.
Well, I think, you know, as you go a little bit further in the movie, it becomes clear why he turned her down.
Yep.
Because at this point, we'll talk a little bit more.
Yep. So that will, that definitely comes into play of why he said nope.
Yep.
And so they go, Detective Grape, and another cop goes to search Ralphie's house, his apartment. They go up in there and there's a telescope in his window. When she looked through it, it's right there up at fucking Francesca's place.
Yep.
And so
it was a live feed on his computer.
Yep. Had a live feed. They start digging through his computer. He's got all this video footage of fucking Francesca and shit. But then they pull up the live feed and they see the fucking chair move. And what was it? I think Grape ran over there. She was going to go over there.
Yeah.
And basically at this time, old man Jack had told Maxie that the chair is possessed. And she's like, oh, I knew something was up with that chair.
Yeah. That fucking chair.
And then they tell her, like, we need that chair. Yeah. We have to get that chair back. So Maxie's like, I'll go get that chair. And I'm like, at first, I'm like, how the fuck are you going to carry this chair? But then she shows up with a dolly, you know.
Just walks in with a dolly.
Yeah, just got a dolly. Just shows up in the apartment rolling a dolly. I'm like, okay. But then when she walks in, she sees our boy Ralphie. Remember what happened on the deck?
Oh, yeah. He walked, So she walks into the thing, into the apartment with the dolly, and she sees like a shadow out there on the balcony there. So she's like, what the fuck? So she walks out, she goes over to the balcony, and there's the fucking recliner pushing fucking Ralphie boy over the fucking over the edge with the fucking foot.
Yep.
The fucking foot thing.
Recliner lifted up old Ralphie and just chunked him off the edge.
Oh, yeah.
And then when she went to back up, she made a little noise. And when she looked back over, the fucking recliner looking right at her.
Fucking eyeing it right down.
She tries to run. And she goes into like to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then the chair comes to the bathroom door. And you tell it's trying to get in.
Oh, yeah.
And she basically jumps out the window to get away from this chair.
Yeah.
But when she jumps, like, perfect hole in one, right into the fucking trash can.
Right into the trash can. Yep.
Knocked the fuck out.
Lid closes. She's knocked out.
Yep.
Nobody knows where the fuck she is.
After she jumps, the recliner goes to the kitchen sink. And it starts whispering Valerie,
yes,
into the sink. Now at the hotel, Francesca's at, she starts hearing noises.
Yeah,
where does she hear the noises from?
She's
the fucking sink.
The fucking sink. She goes investigating. She's looking around. She's like, "What the fuck is that noise?" And then she sticks her head down into the fucking sink, and it's like, "Valerie."
Yep.
Then she gets the shit scared out of her because
Detective Gravy.
Detective Gravy's there.
Yep. They show up. And I still couldn't get over the whole sink communication. That's really funny to me.
Okay. What is that? It's like the plumbing from her house connected to the fucking hotel?
I don't know. But it was just like this. It's like the old string with the old phone string, you know. But he was doing it with fucking sink pipes. So she tells the cops she's worried about Maxie. Go, Maxie been gone for 2 hours now. So they all jump in the car. They're gonna go back to Maxie's house, not Maxie's, to Francesca's apartment. The fucking car's still outside.
Yeah.
And Francesca finds the keys to her car. They're laying on the floor. They call the phone, Maxie's phone, and they hear it ringing. They go out on the balcony, and you can tell it's coming from down there. Phone ringing is coming from down there.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden the battery just dies. But Detective Grape and Gravy go down there to look around. And that's when they discover our boy Ralphie.
Boy Ralphie. Old
Ralphie just wanted to get married and have some babies, man.
Tell you what. Strong babies.
Yeah, good, strong bone babies. You know, and fuck a hat every now and then with Francesca.
That's a stipulation. We'll get married, but I gotta fuck your hat at least once a week.
So I'm assuming, because when they first went down there, they found Ralphie. I'm assuming that maybe the trash can in the bathroom window is on the other side and the balcony was here because they weren't around the trash cans when they found Ralphie.
You would think they
would have been like open them up, but they didn't see the trash cans.
No, Ralphie was just laying there in a little alleyway.
Ralphie did. Went out a happy man though.
Yep, he did.
Went out. Nut busted.
If there's a way that I could go out, I wish I could go out the way of Ralphie, stalking, you know, my love interest's house after I took a shit and fucking her hat.
Yep.
That's the dream way to go.
It is. There's not a better way. When after they found Ralphie, fucking Francesca is up in the apartment. They're outside. She sees the chair talking to her. It basically looks at her and says, "Valerie." And like you said earlier, the mouth, the cushion on that thing looked just like a mouth. It literally started moving like, "Valerie."
Yeah.
She just fucking darts out there, says, fuck Gravy and Grape.
Yeah.
Jumped in fucking Max's car and hauled ass.
Yeah. She's like, "I'm fucking out of here."
Yeah. I don't even blame her. I'd have been gone.
Yeah.
She drives out to a little, I thought she was going to jump off a cliff. I thought she was going to kill herself because she drove out to like a little overlook. I was like, oh shit, she about to fucking just jump for some reason.
Fucking end it. That's what I thought too.
And her phone rings and it is fucking old man Jack, Maxie's grandfather, saying that they need to talk.
Yeah.
The whole conversation there about that they have, it's just so lighthearted. Just like it's you know, not an everyday
conversation.
Yeah. Basically telling him that she keeps hearing a voice saying Valerie. But then old man Jack's explaining to her about the shit he had seen. And he had done some research on it or somehow pulled up Gerald and Valerie were these two witch doctors back then. Gerald was burned alive, and the girl that he was seeing in his vision was the girl Valerie who killed herself.
Yep.
And he said Valerie attracted stalker dudes also back in the day. Like men were just, after her husband died, men were just constantly trying to get with her. Yep. And then Francesca, so exciting. Francesca, that's what happens to me. Just, wow. Just, yeah. Wow. I have that same problem. And that whole conversation.
We have so much in common.
Yeah. Like, it's just odd that I have that. Like, the same thing. And then the plan. They basically, the plan is for the Dybbuk's. They've got to get it into a box and burn the box. That part confused me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm sitting there going, what the fuck are you going to put in the box?
Right.
Like, that recliner ain't going in that box.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't really know. And,
yeah, I didn't. How are they to attract, even if it's a spirit, how are they going to attract it to inside of a box?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like Ghostbusters where they suck it in with the fucking vacuum, you know what I mean?
Yep. And it was just like, I didn't really know where that the point was.
Yeah.
Then we get Detective Gravy is at home doing him some push-ups, getting it all tight.
Yep.
And he's doing push-ups in front of his laptop. Once again, we got us a laptop.
A laptop.
With Francesca's picture on it. Getting his muscle sweat on with Francesca. And at the same time, partner Grape is out in the car looking at a picture of Gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she wants the gravy, man.
She wants some of that gravy.
She does.
But he fell under Francesca's spell.
Yep. He is. Wants that Francesca. And then we're back at Jack's again with the plan still coming together. You know, when he said we're going to build some boxes, I thought it was going to be some exotic, some fancy looking shit.
Right. No.
This motherfucker grabbed some. This fucker grabbed some old random shit from the wood pile and just tacked some nails into it.
He took like wood off a pallet.
Yeah, that's what it was, like pallet wood, and just made like a little rectangle thing, like, you know, some shit you did in like woodworking shit back in high school.
Yeah.
I built bird boxes better than that. Damn it.
Yeah.
But while they're back at Jack's, so Francesca has another little thing, all the red lights and shit. She starts hearing voices. She sees the chair. Valerie's ghost is there with her. And during this little blackout moment, she's looking in like a mirror and she sees Valerie over her shoulder. And then all of a sudden she's wearing Valerie's clothes, them olden day clothes. And she has that knife. And it's like she gets ready to go to kill herself, but then she screams and wakes up. Then she looked, poor old fucking, the rabbi dude, old Jack,
yeah.
Dude, worst luck ever. He starts having a moment. Motherfucker was already sick, coughing, wheezing. Francesca standing at the damn table.
Yeah.
He's pointing at the table. On the table were two things, the fucking box and his fucking aspirin is what was going to save his life.
Yeah, it's fucking
He just wants his damn pills.
He just wants his pills so he doesn't die of a fucking heart attack.
He's pointing at him, and she's looking at it, and she just, like, grabs the box.
Like, oh, you're right. I'll take the box. Yeah.
She said, I'll grab the box. And she said, I'll call for help, and just leaves him there. Yeah. Like, fucker just wanted his damn pills. And nope. Francesca grabbed the box and ran out. I was like, come on, dude. Oh, yeah. And then they find the dude who chopped off Frederico's legs. Yep. Last name was Warren. He basically said that Frederico basically hired him to chop his legs off.
Yeah.
He had a contract basically saying he couldn't get in trouble for it. And dude said, I didn't kill him. I did what he wanted me to. I chopped his leg off, left him with some meds. He was good to go. Oh, man. Then it gets to, what was it? Oh, we're fucking Francesco comes back to the apartment.
Yep.
And she's got her little box. And she sets the box down and looks at the recorder and was like, get in the box.
Get in the box. Okay. Yeah.
She's just like, get in the box. Yeah. And the sofa's just looking at her. And she's just calmly like, get in the box. Yeah. And it ain't getting in the box. So
does it stand up yet? When does it stand up?
It stands up right before gravy comes busting in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because here's where she's trying to, she starts pouring gasoline all over it.
Yep. She's got and herself.
And, yeah. And I've never seen anybody pour gasoline out of a jug the way she was doing it. It was super, like she had it by the handle and just everywhere. And she's like, and the funny part was while she's doing this, the cop is still at fucking Ralph's apartment watching the video and laughing.
Yeah.
Like he's sitting there smiling at the video while she's over there coating this thing with fuel. And she gets the matches out.
Like oh, this is fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us about the matches.
So after Francesca dumps all the fucking gasoline everywhere, she goes into the drawer, she gets the fucking wooden matches out, and she fucking lights it, and the couch is like...
blows that shit right out.
She lights another one, the couch is like...
yep.
She goes to like five, ten times, each time the couch is just like... And now, mind you, the fucking sofa is like halfway across the room.
Yeah.
It's just like...
he's blowing it out.
I mean, you have to like, you have to watch it. It's fucking hilarious because even the sofa is fucking like make you pretend mouth.
Yeah, it's making like a blow sound, a blow. Yeah. Yeah. And then that's when the fucking chair stands up.
Yeah.
Like recliner,
full recline,
full on.
Oh yeah.
It's like if the Transformers had a recliner, that's what this thing did. It just literally stood straight up. And she grabs her a knife, and I'm sitting there going, well, then the thing falls off of it, like the top of it. And it is a dude inside. Frederico. Yeah. Frederico is in this recliner.
He had his ankles cut off so he could fit into the recliner.
Yes.
Right?
That's
what I got from it.
I'd buy it for a dollar. Shit. But so he stands up. The cover falls off the couch. You see his face dead in there. Yep. She has a knife. And I'm like, and then Gravy shows up and shoots it. No, the top fell off after Gravy shot it. Yeah. Gravy comes in, shoots it. The falls off. You see his face is all fucked up and it's Frederico. Then he's gonna shoot this motherfucker in the head.
And it just goes fucking.
Down goes Frederico, down goes the recliner.
Yeah.
Francesca does this weird, crazy sounding cry when she runs into the bathroom. This little like you could tell you tried to fake it way too hard.
Yeah.
she goes up in the bathroom to get some pills. and she sees like some kind of dead body or something. Something dead grabs her.
Yeah.
And I think that was Valerie.
Valerie.
Because you see her legs where she fell, and she kind of gets drug in. Mm-hmm. And then when Grape goes to the door to check on her, she opens the door up like okay, yeah, she's all good now. And she has now got Valerie inside of her now.
So Francesca is no longer Francesca. It's now Valerie from 300 years ago.
Yep, Valerie is there. And then we get our girl Maxie finally wakes up out in the trash
can. Oh my God. This is the most fucking, this is the most wild part of the whole fucking movie.
Go ahead.
So while all this is going on, the Francesco, Francisco, what's his name? The fucking dude in the couch.
Oh, Frederico.
Frederico, yeah. So Frederico's dead. Francesca is now fucking possessed by Valerie. And while all this is going on, the camera goes to the little trash can that fucking that Maxie fell into.
Yep.
And the lid opens up and she's all got fucking shit in her hair. And she there's a fucking like 6-inch fucking shard of glass sticking out of her fucking head. All right. And it's not just like, you know, it's impaled in her fucking head.
Yep.
And she's just like waking up. She's like, oh, okay. She gets out of fucking. Next thing you know, she's walking into the apartment with the rest of the crew.
Yep.
And she's like, what's going on? And nobody fucking notices the shard of fucking glass hanging out of her fucking head. And you're just like, oh, there you are, Maxie. And there's just blood just coming down her face. She's got this fucking shard of glass hanging out of her fucking head. And
Brand is so happy to see her, too. It's just like this, you know, not worried about her fucking head or nothing. Like, where you been? What's happened? Like, it's just.
Oh, there you are.
And then she's like, Frederico was in the recliner, and Maxie's like, it's over.
Can somebody call an ambulance, please? Yes. I got a fucking half a window pane hanging out of my fucking skull.
And then we jump forward. I don't know how long.
It's got to be a couple of days at least.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Because we get Gravy is now at Francesca's. And you hear him make a comment like, oh, you decided to keep the chair after all. So even after they found dead dude Red Frederico with his brains blowed out while wearing the sofa, she decided to keep it. Still got the chair.
Yep.
And she comes up in there and it shows her that ain't the same old Frederico, Francesco, I mean.
No.
Anymore. Because she's all dolled up.
She's like, very seductive. She's got the makeup. She's got the nice
fitting
dress.
Yep.
She's ready to fuck. She is DTF.
Down two. And she's giving him some tea. And the tea, it shows it when he looks at it. It's got that poison flower in it. The same type of flower poison that the old girl was using 300 odd years ago.
Yep.
And she's using it to poison him. And like I said, she's all fixed up. Grape gets a phone call. Basically saying that the body that they have at the morgue is not a fresh dead body.
Right.
Like she said, this body's been dead for weeks. And so they didn't really explain that anymore. It just kind of just left it there.
Yeah.
At the same time, Maxie is now watching the video about the Dybbuk. And it basically, she's learning that it uses the human carcass to store souls. If it dies, it will transfer to another one. So that's how we got, you know, now we got Valerie and Francesca. And Gravy trying to get Barry his dick tonight, baby. He is in there like, you're looking ravishing tonight. And
yeah, he just wants to be balls deep. That's all he cares
about. Yeah. And he asked him about his gun, and he was like, oh, I never bring a gun to a date. And at this time, you can tell the poison is working.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he's looking around, and she just looks at him, and she's just like, let it go, Gravy. And bam, falls in the floor. Then the old good detective, Grape, shows up at her place. When she goes up in there, she sees the feeding taking place.
Yes.
And it looks like whatever was in that sofa is now going into gravy.
Yes.
Which is Gerald, the husband to Valerie that was burned alive.
300 years ago.
300 years. And now Gerald is now in Gravy's body.
Yep.
And Fran comes up behind Grape and stabs her. And while this is going on, Maxie's outside seeing all this because she's looking through the window and sees it.
Right.
Because then you see Gravy come up there and he basically snaps Grape's neck.
Yep.
Finishes her off.
Yep. Twist.
And then they have the reuniting moment. Like, welcome home, my love. Like, they're together, reunited finally after all these years.
Reunited and it feels so good. So good.
Yeah. Feels so good. And Maxie's outside, sees all this. Well, then the two leave the house. And like they're going out onto town, celebrating. You know, finally back together.
Yes.
Maxie goes up into the apartment, finds Grape on the floor, calls the cops or whatever. And while she's in there, she starts looking at this damn sofa. And while she's doing it, you're hearing the like that video playing of telling her that to the how the debunk can seduce you and how don't underestimate its powers to seduce you. And she starts going up there and looking deep into them big old button eyes.
Oh, yeah. Getting all drawn in.
Yeah, she's looking in them big button eyes of that fucking Dybbuk. And next thing you know, all you see is fucking Maxie look like she just kind of, she is now, Maxie's gone.
Yep. Yep.
And end credits, man. That's how they ended it.
And I like how they, there was one, what was it? They left it open for a part two.
Yeah.
You know, because now Gravy and Francesca are.
Yep, they are loose.
They are loose. They are out there running into town.
Living their best life, man.
Yeah.
So that was, what do you think? Good and bad. What you like, what you didn't like?
I liked how it started off, being a little like, weird, like witchcrafty, mm-hmm. like possession kind of shit. I appreciated the story of the Dybbuk.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing. Now there were some like, obviously it's listed as a horror thriller comedy. So there were some funny parts in it, you know, like Ralph was funny, fucking the fucking hat. You know, Max.
Francesca.
Maxie walking around with the fucking shard of glass hanging out of her fucking face. You know, it was a very enjoyable movie for me. So if I were to give it a rating, fuck, marry, or kill, I'm going to say that the killer sofa, I am going to wine and dine this movie. I am going to buy it flowers. I'm going to introduce the killer sofa to my family. Make mad passionate love to it. Maybe do some butt stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask it to marry me.
Oh.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
I could watch it many, 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 many more times.
Yep.
What about you?
I was like you in the beginning. I like how it kind of had my attention because it had me thinking it was just some voodoo shit. Like, you know, some ritual type thing. It was, like you said in the description, it was a comedy, B movie comedy. So it's one of those that you know what you get when you're going into it. You know, you're not seeing some millions and millions of dollar production. You know what you're getting.
Right.
And for me, I enjoyed it, man. I was entertained.
Yeah.
I had fun watching it. I laughed at it. There's some parts that were out there, but yeah, like I said, you don't, I didn't care. Like right, there's movies that have millions of dollars tied up in them and I can watch it and I will be annoyed. Like right, it just bugs the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. But this one just, it didn't. I had fun watching it and I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry it, man. I had fun with it and I didn't think I would. Like when you first hit me up, after you watched it, you was like, I already know my rating.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh fuck, Dave either going to kill it or he might fuck it. I said, cause I had, at that time I hadn't watched it yet.
Yeah.
And as I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, I was like, am I going to marry this fucking thing? Am I going to sit here and marry a killer sofa?
Yeah.
Because I'm watching it and the more I'm watching it, it's like, it's far-fetched, it's crazy, but it's just a fun.
Enjoyable movie.
Yes. You're not going to get, if you don't like blood and gore, you're not going to get all that. You know, you're not going to get no boobies. That's the only downside to it.
Right, yeah.
You know, but it was a fun movie. It's one of them that, you know, you could have people watch it just to laugh and have fun with it.
Yep.
You know, and that's what I enjoyed about it. It's one of those I could watch it, laugh at it, and not all serious.
Yeah.
And you could.
And I really appreciate how the recliner gets around. You know, like you turn around and he's like looking around the corner.
Yep.
Or you turn around and he's up on the balcony. You know what I mean? I really appreciate that. You know, like the creativity of turning a fucking standard fucking recliner into a possessed mass killer I'll fuck with it every single fucking time. You know what I mean?
It was a little thing about the recliner. I seen this and I put it down. It said, the director faced some limitations while filming as he only had one recliner.
Oh.
Which meant he was unable to film the sofa jumping from a window and crushing a person on a car, or a scene of the sofa vomiting blood as it worried it would stain the suede on the recliner.
Oh.
Only had one recliner. Had to make it happen with that one. Couldn't fuck it up.
But you know what? I appreciate the movie even more then.
Yeah.
You know?
And what I did like, because if you see all the posters, all the movie art, it's got this couch with these big fucking teeth.
Right.
And that's what I went into it thinking, like, it's just going to be some like cheesy looking
vampire fucking. Yeah.
With a chair with teeth. And it didn't have that.
Right.
And I'm glad it didn't. It was just a plain old regular recliner.
I mentioned this before, maybe on the first episode we did, whatever. I'm not like a huge movie guy. You know what I mean? Like, because usually when I watch a movie, at some point in the fucking movie, it's going to disappoint me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think I mentioned, The Conjuring, The Haunting in Connecticut, like those, like I get into like the paranormal, like fucking shit. And both of those movies, they're like going good, going good, going good, going good. Very good movie. And then like the last 15 minutes, they just do some stupid fucking shit that ruins it for me. You know what I mean? Yep. And that's pretty much every single movie. So I enjoy movies like this where you walk in not expecting a fucking goddamn thing. You know what I mean? It's a fun movie. You get what you're fucking expecting, basically. And that, you know, like this one, even Attack of the Killer Donuts, I've watched that movie like three more times since we watched it. You know what I mean? I'll still fucking, I fuck that movie and I'll fuck you fucking it.
We both fucked that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, I just enjoy like a movie that you just sit and relax to, you know what I mean? And laugh and have a good time with. And this fucking nailed every single fucking aspect of that.
Oh yeah. Like I said, it was, and I was, like you said, I didn't go in inspecting nothing.
Yeah.
And I was honestly, I didn't have any hopes for it. And I just really didn't. And because I enjoyed Attack of the Killer Donuts. And and for this one, I was like, I knew how much I enjoyed that one.
Right.
And I was like, man, I just don't know about this one. But I said, fuck, we're going to check it out. So I went into it.
We're about to find out.
I was expecting to just be like, God, this thing is so bad. But even the acting in it wasn't bad.
Right. It's like, an actual, like, you know, regardless of a fucking possessed fucking couch killing people, the acting was actually pretty decent.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And I was like, it wasn't. And if it had like shitty actors, maybe it'd been a little harder to watch.
Right.
But everybody was really good, you know? And so from the time I got into it, when it started, I was like, and I, like I said, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, holy fuck, I'm going to marry this thing. that's where I'm heading toward right now.
Yeah.
And then when it ended, there was a part of me that wasn't ready for it to end just yet.
Right. Exactly.
I was kind of into it, like, especially once Francesca and Gerald got back together. I thought something else was gonna happen. And then when it just end credits the way it did.
Yeah.
I was like, I like that about it. Because I was sitting there like, hey man, I think I wanna watch it some more. I want to see some more. But
did you just see that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Did you see that thumbs up? Where the fuck did that come?
I thought you did it.
No. Say liked. I liked.
I liked?
I don't know where the fuck that thumbs up
came. I've seen it float up on yours. And I don't know what that was. I thought it was something you did.
That's fucking weird. I don't know.
They ain't never done it before.
Whatever. Yeah, like at the end of the movie, like you said, you know, it's like you're sitting there waiting for something, like something to happen, and it just goes to the credits. And you know, like I was telling you before, you know, I was like just sitting there, and I'm usually when the credits go, either I'm getting up or I'm changing the channel or I'm looking for something else. And I just sat there through the fucking credits, just sitting there through the credits.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually went into the next movie, which I was happy to fucking catch, the old classic, you know, that I told you about earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Killer
Clowns. Yep.
But yeah, but I was like, It left me wanting more.
Yes.
Like, I want to keep following this story. Like, I want to know what happens next.
I want to know what comes next for the sofa.
Yeah.
I want to know what's in the future for this recliner.
Yep.
Because
hopefully there is a part two. They left it open, so hopefully there is a part two.
That is the Dybbuk.
Yeah.
You know, it just used souls go through it, but that's the Dybbuk.
Yep.
And so there's a... That could be a bright future for the killer sofa.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And
so that's it for the killer sofa.
Yep.
You got two marrying. We're loving it.
We're gonna open a registry on Amazon so you guys can buy us wedding gifts.
Yes. I like nice shit too. Don't give me that cheap shit.
And I want a recliner.
I do want a recliner. Lazy boy.
Lazy boy.
With two button eyes on it.
And a mouth.
And a little mouth on it. And it better make me feel good like it did fucking Francesca.
That's right. And I want a hat where I can turn into a vagina.
Oh, yeah. A little hat pussy.
Oh, man.
Oh. But, yep, that's going to do it for this episode. Now you need to go check this thing out. It's free on Tubi. Yeah. Ain't going to cost you a thing. Just go into it not expecting anything and just enjoy the ride, man. It was. What do you expect? The title's A Killer Sofa. But it's nothing like the picture. If you scroll through and you've seen the picture, and if that's what turns you away, it is nothing like that picture of the vampire teeth in the chair. So don't let that look at it going, that's going to look stupid. It's not that. So go check it out.
Actually, go and so go check it out. Like, seriously, go watch this movie, even though we fucking spoiled it. But go check it out. There's a lot of, I'm sure, there's spots we missed, and you just have to see the visualization of it, because it's fucking wild just seeing this. And it's actually kind of creepy, like watching this fucking recliner just go around fucking murdering people. But go watch the movie, and then, you know, leave in the comments, you know, whether it's on YouTube or Spotify or whatever.
Yeah,
fucking let us know what you thought, because, you know. let Jay know, you know, whether you would fuck it, marry it, or kill it.
Yes, sir. And that's going to do it for this episode. Dave, anything you want to put out there, brother, for the criminal AF or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just check us all out. Go to, we actually rebranded. It's welcome to the debauchery.com now. Yep. So go check out that. You know, got True Crime University. You got both Jay and I with Garrett, you know, Garrett's podcast. We got Freaky AF that's going to be coming up pretty soon with Chris Owen. Yeah, a lot of good things going on there. So go follow that.
Yep, most definitely. If you want to go check Fright Flick FMK, we're on social media, Fright Flick FMK. If you're, all that shit's going to be in the description on the podcast, on the YouTube video, it's all going to be there. So go check everything out. Give us a like, give us a 5-star review, give us a comment, and let us know how you feel about the show. Let us know how you feel about this movie. But I think that's going to do it for this episode, brother. I just want to say yes, thank you again, man, for coming on here and shooting the shit with me.
Oh, anytime, man. This is fun.
Yeah, we'll be on the lookout for something else that we can do. I love doing these types of movies. All right, well, we have reached that part of the episode, people, where I need you all to grab your drinks. I need you to gather up your shit, put your chairs away, and get the fuck out of here.